Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of May 2019. Supreme Court has held that protection offered to a statutory tenant by rent control law can only be overcome by following the procedure laid out in the statute. Owner cannot demand repossession of property without following statutory procedure. Kerala High Court has held that though the photographs may reflect that the couple were in a happy mood, but it does not mean that the couple was leading a happy married life. ITAT Cochin has ruled that the salary paid to the employees of the concerned university would not be subject to tax deduction at source, TDS, as the university can be deemed as a state. Guwahati High Court has directed the state police to submit the status report with reference to the 2018 mob lynching of Nilotpal Das and Abhijit Nath in Karbi Anglong. Altogether 45 accused in the sensational case had recently appealed for bail in the High Court. Telangana High Court has dismissed the pleas of the owners of Musadila Jewels and Gems to quash the summons issued by the Enforcement Directorate. Supreme Court has observed that poll time violence was common in Bengal irrespective of whichever party was at the helm, while granting relief from arrest to Arjun Singh, the BJP candidate from Farakpur, for 5 days. Madras High Court has refused to entertain a petition seeking recounting of votes if they do not tally with VVPAT slips and pulled up the petitioner for moving the plea at the 11th hour. Punjab and Haryana High Court has enhanced the compensation awarded to the lone survivor from 9 lakh rupees to 23 lakh rupees, 22 years and 6 months after a 5.5-year old miraculously survived a fatal car accident in which 3 people were killed on the spot near Lalru. Telangana High Court has rejected the anticipatory bail petition of Ravi Prakash, former CEO of leading news channel TV9 in the case filed by ABCL Group on the grounds that his reasons are not valid enough to sanction.